ABC Radio Australia.
Changes to Australia's Pacific worker programs are being welcomed after the Australian government announced this week that it's effectively merging the application process for the existing Pacific Labour Scheme and Seasonal Worker Program and expanding the eligibility criteria. The government is hailing it as a new era, but as Nick Fogarty reports, questions still remain over the coveted path to permanent residency.
Coming just weeks after the announcement of the controversial agriculture visa for farm, meat, fisheries and forestry workers from Southeast Asian nations, the Pacific Australia Labour Mobility Scheme, or PALM, is focused on streamlining the existing Pacific programs. Australia's Minister for the Pacific, Zed Seselja, says workers from the region have been an important source of labour during the COVID pandemic and promises the reforms will allow even greater participation.
So we've seen around 11,000 workers from the Pacific coming in under the schemes since we restarted back in September. We're expecting to see another 1,600 just in the next month, and we're looking for many, many more thousands coming in the next few months as well. What we're looking to do is to build on and improve what has been a really successful program to date. We know that Pacific workers have been filling a lot of skills shortages in regional Australia. We know that they've been absolute lifeblood for our farmers, but also in other areas such as aged care and accommodation. And what we're going to do, what we're announcing today, is to improve that, to streamline that.
The streamlining involves a commitment to faster application response times and a greater allowance for employers to recruit under both the Seasonal Worker Program, or SWP, and the PLS, which provides workers in areas like meat processing and aged care. The government aims to safeguard worker welfare with more funding for Pacific Labour Facility staff to be closer to workers and employers, and for the Fair Work Ombudsman to do education and compliance. Recruitment caps for certain employers hiring seasonal workers will be doubled, and the 45-year age limit will be removed from PLS workers. Andrew Coldbeck is the founder of Northern Territory employment agency JobShop, which manages many Pacific workers. He says, among other positives, the age limit removal is a good thing.
We had some candidates for PLS knocked back because of their age, but they had outstanding experience and they're working in the hospitality sector. So it's not as they weren't going to go out and pick melons. They were hired for their other expertise and experience. So age, 45, is we welcome that as well.
Andrew Coldbeck says he's also in favour of the new scheme's emphasis on upskilling and career development.
I like the add-on skills that they're talking about, you know, certificate training. A lot of the seasonal workers respond really well to, you know, the tasks that they're given and show initiative, and it's really good to recognise that by upskilling them and helping them get qualifications. So I certainly like that.
One of the major criticisms of the existing Pacific Labour programs has been a lack of pathways to permanent residency in Australia, particularly when it was announced as part of the recent agricultural visa for Southeast Asian workers. But pathways to permanent residency for Pacific workers are still absent from the reforms. Ryan Edwards is Deputy Director of the ANU's Development Policy Centre, and while he's broadly supportive of the changes, he says the focus on upskilling rather than permanent residency pathways is strange.
I found it interesting that the emphasis there was on career pathways for workers, but once you start putting skill levels into there and certificates, then it makes people eligible for the skills visas, which this seems like a bit of a longer and a roundabout way to build in permanent pathways into the scheme, whereas, we could be doing that in more efficient and direct ways. So I'd be interested to watch that space and to see what happens in terms of how the government's thinking about permanent mobility from these schemes, whether yes or no. Whereas at the moment, it's still largely framed as short and long term on this new PALM website, but long term is framed as 3 years, right? Which is still a temporary and a short term visa, but longer than obviously the 6 to 9 months in the seasonal worker program.
Pacific Minister Zed Seselja says the scheme will remain without the permanent residency pathway for now.
No decisions have been taken on that, and I have an open mind on that question. But what we are doing is certainly talking very closely to representatives of our Pacific Island family about what their needs are as well. So those things will be considered.
As for the scheme's launch, Ryan Edwards says it's possible it was time to dampen some of the concern and confusion caused by the agriculture visa launch.
That's a sense I get, like with leading about it being the government's leading program and things like this. I think that's partly the signal that they might maybe trying to send. But at the same time, it's still unclear what the ag visa is going to look like. There's obviously issues where you do have different conditions for people of different nationalities doing the exact same work in the country.
The Australian government says further reforms will be announced later in the year.